Welcome to E-commerce Scaling Secrets podcast. So on this podcast, we interview the best minds in online advertising and in e-commerce. And I share my personal experience spending over $40 million on paid advertising annually for our clients and their own business. So welcome to this podcast, guys. Hey guys, in this video, I'll share with you lessons from making over $11 million with Facebook advertising. So you can see here, for example, so these are the stats for the last year. So you can see we spent $2 million in advertising and we have generated $11 million back. And some of these lessons, guys, they will not be only for the Facebook advertising, but also for overall picture of your business. So it will be very valuable to you, and especially for people who already do some good numbers and want to scale their business to the next level. So before we get started, please make sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel, like this video, and let me know what you think in comments below this video after you watch it. So let's get started. I'll show you exactly the lessons that I have learned. So there are a few things that I have learned, from scaling this business to over $11 million in sales. So one of them is that, like, a lot of people, they're focusing on Facebook advertising a lot, and you know, they want to know like all the bidding strategies. They want to know like all they think there's some magic like with targeting options, with all of those things. But in reality, like Facebook advertising, right? It just a traffic source, right? That's all it is, right? So for example, and what I mean by that is, for example, if the foundation of your business, if the foundation of, let's say, if your product doesn't sell, right? Or for example, if, let's say, your support, let's say your customer support is not good, right? So you don't have the infrastructure on that front. If you don't have a good funnel in place for the product, then pretty much Facebook advertising will not work for you. And a lot of people, when they have issues and problems with their business, they think that it's because of the Facebook advertising. I know a lot of like great advertisers on Facebook, people who spend as much as we do and even more. And all of them have very solid foundation, a very solid infrastructure. So for example, funnels, right? So they maximizing what they get from each transaction. So they're more profitable on each sale that they get. They have a good infrastructure, right? So for example, in terms of the processes, how everything would be replicated. So they can operate not a single ad account, but they can operate multiple ad accounts at the same time and still maintain the process and structure to all of it, right? They also have the good like support, right? So support and logistics. So if they, they have to ship the products, they have to fulfill the products, they also have all of those elements. So Facebook advertising is pretty much just the traffic source. That's where you buy the traffic. And, you know, for some businesses, you can buy the traffic on Google. For some businesses, you can buy it on Facebook. For some businesses, you can buy it on other sources. But it's all it is. It's just a place where you buy clicks and you turn those clicks into sales. So that's the essence of it, right? So people who think that only because they know how to advertise on Facebook, they're able to build the business, it's not entirely true, because there are a lot of moving parts that go beyond that, right? And obviously the most important is the product itself. So if the product itself doesn't sell, no matter how good of the advertiser you are, it probably will not work. Hey, thank you for listening to my podcast. Now, if you're looking for help scaling your e-commerce business or advertising campaigns on Facebook and other platforms, then I want to invite you for a free strategy session. We help entrepreneurs scale from 6 figures to 7 figures and even to 8 figures with their e-commerce businesses. So if that's what you're looking for, then I want to invite you. There should be a link somewhere here so you can apply for a free strategy call and we'll see how we can help you out. So that's the first lesson that I have learned. The second lesson that I have learned is you need to have the proper infrastructure for the Facebook advertising, right? So if you want to advertise consistently for a long period of time, then you need to have, Facebook is very fragile, right? So for example, sometimes, you know, we have ad accounts or business managers shut down for no reason. And to tackle that, pretty much you need to have backup ad accounts and business managers. So for example, if something happens, you have the backup, you can get back to it, you can get back to the advertising, and you can continue to advertise continuously for the products and, you know, or services that you offer. So having that infrastructure, and that includes pages, right? So pages, they oftentimes get, you know, shut down for the low customer feedback score. So monitoring that, making sure the products get delivered to your customers, if customers are happy, then having some backup pages as well. Let's say if your page gets shut down or it gets the feedback score becomes too low, then you have the backup for it. So having this like a page process, right? So you have the backup pages in case something happens, you just replace it. Now, BMs, right? Business managers. If something happens, you know where to source them. You have at least several backup business managers. So you kind of like pre-warm them. So if something happens, you can just continue to advertise from them. And then the ad accounts, right? So, you know, in each business manager, you have several ad accounts ready to advertise. So if something happens, you can get to the advertising. And the third part that I have learned from this is very simple truth, right? And it's that you need to do what works for you, right? So, so for example, for certain products, right? And it's even on my YouTube channel, right? I share with you guys basically the things that are working for our business, that you take those things, you implement them into your business, and you know, for us, they're getting amazing results, right? But for example, if your business is structured in a certain way, right? And if your business is profitable, let's say you're spending already money profitably on the advertising and you have specific strategy, right, that works for you, then even though someone recommends to do something different, like totally different, right, you can take those like insights and you can definitely test them out, right? But you always have to stick with what works. So as an example, you know, some of the strategies, you know, I've learned from my friends is spending a lot on the advertising, and you know, they're getting like amazing results with it. They're spending more money than we do on the advertising on, you know, in some months. So I've learned some of the strategies from them, and we try to replicate those strategies for our own accounts. And for some reason, like, we couldn't get the same result that they've been getting. And so the lesson from that is basically, you know, so we tried, experimented that, and, you know, happily, like, we had all of these, you know, changes and all of these, like, new experiments done on the side of things that have been working for us. So we haven't had, like, a, you know, slump in sales or anything like that. And that's the way to approach it. Like, if you have a new strategy, if you have a new tactic, then you have to pretty much just do it on the side, test it out, see if it works for you. And but at the same time, like, you have to always stick to what works for you the best. So don't do something, don't like totally, you know, like destroy your whole kind of like strategy that is profitable, that's working, if, you know, just because you learned it from someone. And so that's a lesson. So that lesson, like, it's good. It didn't cost a lot, like, it just cost us time and kind of like the attention and, you know, the resources, but it didn't cost us, you know, too much, you know, the lesson that I have learned from this, right? So always do what works, always, you know, adapt the strategy to your specific product. So for example, the strategy for a low ticket product will be different than the strategy for high ticket product, right? How much you retarget, how many layers of the retargeting you have will depend, let's say, if you're selling higher ticket product, then you have to just be more persistent with retargeting, because it might take people, you know, more touches to actually buy the product if it's, you know, if it's higher ticket. If it's a low ticket product, it might be simpler strategy. So always kind of like observe and analyze and create your own way, right? So that's the best, you know, that's the best advice that I can give you, because a lot of people, they think that just by blindly following someone or like blindly following the approach that, you know, someone shares with them, they'll get results. And if it doesn't work, they're very like confused why it didn't work. So make sure that you always learn from the situation. So even if you do something, like, always treat it as a test. Always treat everything as a test until you have your own, like, strategy, your own custom strategy that only, you know, specifically works for you. That is the best thing that you can do with your business. And that's pretty much a lesson that I have learned throughout this journey. So these are the lessons from $11 million generated from Facebook advertising sales. And this is what I wanted to share with you. And guys, if you're looking for help scaling your e-commerce or business or Facebook advertising, then there should be a link below so you can apply for a free call. We'll see if we can help you. This is only for people who are already in business, who have business, who want to scale their business to the next level. This is not for people who are just starting out or are in that position. So this is only for businesses who already operate and want to scale to the next level. So thank you so much for watching, guys. Again, make sure, like, you treat all of the elements of your business properly. Facebook advertising, just a source of traffic. It's not like the holy grail, or, you know, just a source of traffic. And if the foundation of your business is broken, then it will not help you. Then the infrastructure. So be sure to prevent and cut your losses with Facebook advertising. If something happens with your ad account pages, business managers, you always have the backup for that. And also make sure, just do what works. Adapt the strategy you learn from any person to your own business. Treat it as a test. If it works, great. If it doesn't work, just keep doing what works specifically for you. So this is it, guys. Thank you so much for watching, and I'll see you in the next video. Please make sure to subscribe to my channel. And if you're looking for help with scaling your business, apply for a call below. And I'll see you guys in the next video. Thank you.